Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. Another Monday, the last Monday of October, the day before my wonderful Dillinger's 11th birthday. So if you're much of a person into wishing a puppy a happy birthday, wish him a happy 11th because he is such a wonderful dog. He's my service dog, my companion, my buddy, my friend. Couldn't do it without him. Anyhow, today we are in Lansing, Kansas. It took me a second. Sorry, I'm fighting a little croup. I'm on the men days, but now I still got that congestion garbage. I get a little things here and there. Actually, pretty healthy when you run right down the list of things for an old man. I haven't had a single vaccine since I was in grade school was the last one I've had. So I'm one of those people that takes a risk with the flu. I trust my body, kids. I don't trust man-made science, especially profit-based man-made science. And that's what we have. Our medical world is so profit-based, it's not even funny. We don't treat anything anymore. We just pop a pill. If your blood sugar's wrong or this is wrong or that's wrong, nobody goes, what are you eating? Are you exercising? Nobody does that. Are you 250 pounds overweight? Nobody does that anymore. They just say, well, you need to take this pill or that pill. And we just become a pill society. My parents at this age had boxes of pills that they went to the doctor, and I'm not going to go. And I'm going to tell you what, when my day comes, my day comes. I'm not going to sit here. I watched them. They extended their life. And I don't think it was that much quality in the last bunch that they extended it to. I definitely know there wasn't in my dad's instance. My mom, there's an argument that it was better. I mean, she couldn't do anything, but she was there to experience the things. But as far as being healthy and fit to go places, she really wasn't. And I'll be honest with you, I would rather just die one day than go the way my dad went, where they just try to keep you hanging on and they keep fixing this and keep fixing that and you just hang on and sit in a chair as a vegetable. Some days I wonder about how kind we actually are with some of the things we do. I know everybody wants to cling on to their loved ones. I get it. I know losing a loved one is hard. I get it. But I just sometimes don't think we do ourselves favors by doing what we do. I don't. Quite honestly, I just do not see it as that perfect of a situation. But anyhow, we're out here in Lansing, Kansas, and fighting a sick van that's running ultra-rich, and I don't want to spend money to fix it, and I don't want to tear it apart myself, but I don't know. As long as it keeps running, I'm going to keep nursing it and trying to get it to the next gig, and we'll figure it out as we go along, because that's what you do on the highway. So if you're a positive vibes or prayers type person, I'd appreciate some from my van. like I said, we're just going to have to do what we're going to have to do, and it's going to do what it's going to do, and we'll figure it out from there. As much as I don't like to live that way, that's where I'm at right now. Because there's still, let's see here, there's still 6 more weeks of the tour before I get to go home. So I'm hoping it will hang on for 6 more weeks. That's the best I can hope for. So we're here out on the highway. If you're out in Kansas, we'll be out here for the next couple of weeks. I have to update a mountain of stuff. There is so much stuff I have to update. My calendar is way behind because I've been dealing with the van. I haven't had time to do other things. But as it stands right now, we will be in Colwitz, Kansas, Wednesday, Smith Center, Kansas, Thursday, Scott City, Kansas, Friday, and Ness City, Kansas, Saturday. And we don't have a Sunday gig. So it's a 4-day week. That's unusual for us. So, and then we'll be in Junction City, Kansas, Wellsville, Kansas, Lewisburg, Kansas, Conway Springs, Nebraska, and Falls City, Nebraska. And then we drift over into Missouri. So lots of traveling left. Lots of traveling left, lots of days of work left, lots of shows left. We've had some great shows. The show we had in Holcomb was just off the chain. So out here on the highway, pounding the highway, making a living is what we're doing right now. So life on the road. So sorry if my voice sounds a little bit froggy. I'm sorry about a lot of things like that, but there's not a lot I can do. Like I said, we all want to not get sick, but guess what, man? Life is, you'll get sick here and there, and if you let your body just do its thing and give it some vitamins and just let it do its thing, no need for a lot of the stuff we do. But can't tell people that because people want that perfect life. Well, I don't ever want to be sick. Well, guess what? Sickness is part of life. It's all part of the life cycle. And we all go through the life cycle. If you're lucky. If not, you took the shot and you didn't trust your body and you die early. Because there's a whole bunch of that going on. Sorry. Man, I am sorry about coughing on you. Yeah, luckily you're not here. You're there, but you're not here. But anyhow, I don't know if it's going to matter if you're sick or anything here shortly, because they're determined to start a war in the Middle East. You know what's amazing to me? Where's Code Pink Pussy Hats? Remember? The Democrats are all anti-war anytime a Republican is in the White House. And nobody wants to talk about the fact that everything is very calm under Donald Trump. They just want to go on with their psychotic, delusional attack. It's really funny because everybody's like, he inflated the value of his property. Shut up. You all are guilty of that. Ever going to get a loan? Ever going to get a loan on your house? Ever going to get a loan to buy a house? What do people do? They try to get their property appraised at the highest value possible so that they can get the best loan possible. So don't act like you're innocent. Don't act like, oh, Donald's such a good... No, this is what every business does. Every single business out there does this. There's not a one that doesn't. There's not a single person who doesn't try to, in any business deal, come out with the best deal they can come out with for themselves. Y'all get that? This is human nature we're talking about here. And they're acting like, oh, he's some kind of criminal. How do you think Amazon and Google and them pay zero taxes? You think it's because they didn't make a profit? Or is it because they are a business, and businesses try to always work the best deal for a business. And if you don't like it, change the rules. But everybody does this. This is absolutely nothing new. It isn't. There is nothing new about this. This is the way of business. It's been the way of business forever. And that's what upsets me when you all sit here just on this witch hunt. When you're so obsessed with Donald Trump. And he is being politically prosecuted right now, like whether you like it or not. Well, he's got 94 something or others. Hey, look, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? It used to be that way in this country. It did. Sorry, I'm taking a real Sudafed. Yes. The meth version. The one that works. I wonder why they get that off the shelf.
Because it's a decongestant that actually works.
Give you that new knockoff version that doesn't do shit. Matter of fact, if I could see, this is all part of this ephedrine craze. You used to be, you could get ephedra leaf extract. And that was the naturally occurring version. And it worked. But because it worked, and it was natural, and they weren't charging you a fortune for it, the government made it illegal. See, the government does that. And then that way, Big Pharma can refine it into a pill and then sell it to you for a bigger profit, of which the Congress, which is their stockholders, get to make a big profit. You see how it goes? It's all money, folks. We have a bunch of money whores in Washington. They have no concern for the United States. If you ain't figured nothing out over the past year, figuring out that the government doesn't give a shit about you should be one of those things. How many billions have they sent to Lanai? They didn't. Because they want them broken. They want them poor. Where's the coverage? Where's the inside footage? Where's any of this? They locked that place down and shut the press out and denied flyovers. When you're trying to hide something, that's what you do. There is nothing open and honest about this administration whatsoever. And by this administration, I could just easily say that about any previous administration. See, when they gave themselves the right to decide what you could see, they got the ability to shut down information, give them shadows to work with them. You really think that you can become a multi-millionaire in 4 years on $175,000 a year in one of the most expensive cities to live in? Do you really believe that? Do you believe that honestly? Because if you do, I'd love to have that investor as my financial planner. Because this is just absurd. This is just absolutely absurd what it is. But there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the way it is. Because they have grown so big in Washington. They weaponized the FBI against a political candidate, and you don't care because it's Donald Trump. You don't care the fact that your government actively participated in changing an election result. You don't care about that, and I can't figure out why, because that is one of the most egregious things ever done by the United States government. But it just shows that you're too busy watching football and your team won and all that political stuff is above me. But one day, it's not going to be above you because it's going to affect you directly. At which moment, you will come to the table and realize that by then they'll have taken your guns, they'll have taken your rights, they'll have taken your gasoline car and replaced it with a piece of shit electric that you can't go anywhere in because the damn thing is worthless. But you don't care right now, because right now you still have your freedoms, sort of. We've lost most of our freedoms over the years, folks. We have. We have. Freedom is going away. And you don't want to hear that. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. Oh, that's crazy talk. No, that's real talk. Because that's really what's happening. But you don't want to hear it. You don't. You want to be told you're free. No, you're not. We are less free now than we were in the 60s. We are less free now than we were in the 50s. And every single day we get less free. And every single day you let a bunch of boobs that can't balance a budget, can't agree, can't talk like civilized adults control your life. And they are controlling your life. And you're letting it happen. Well, I'm going to take our first break and see if Herman's anywhere available to talk today. If not, it'll just be you and me. But hang tight. Be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media. I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's groundwithgia.com.
And we're back, and we got Herman in tow. What's up, Herman?
What's up, Dan the Man? What's happening?
Oh, another day out in the highway, brother. Another day out in the highway.
Yeah, you know how it is. Another day, another daily norm. This is what we do.
Yeah. I tell people, I said, you wouldn't believe how hard it is out on the highway, though.
Yeah, man.
And it's not like it's hard like something that's super apparent. It's just a constant grind on you.
It's the anticipation to expect the unexpected.
Yep. and you got to deal with it, and then you got to fight with the cops out here, because I'm in Kansas now, so I'm dealing with that.
Ooh, they got to get their money.
You know what's really funny? And if this had been okay, these are real statistics. 95% of all traffic stops in Kansas involve out-of-state tags.
Yeah, because they're waiting on the suckers to come through.
Yeah. Because it's funny. Well, Kansas ain't no tourist destination.
Mm-hmm.
And let's put it this way. If 95% of the stops were black people, hell raised.
Oh, yeah.
But 95% of them out of state, I'd be curious as to how many of them are black, because I drove by three yesterday. Every person was black.
Yeah, and then they get the indentured servants that want to come through, too.
Right. Yeah. And it's really funny because you can't tell me that's legitimate police work. That is so obviously biased that it's not even funny. But because it's our heroes who cannot be questioned, who are the epitome of perfection, cannot be questioned in a second. You can't say a thing negative about them. Obviously show they are not only biased, they are extremely biased.
Yeah.
And so that means only 5% are Kansas residents. So you got to ask yourself what they were doing to get pulled over.
Well, think about it like this, Dan, how simple it is in Christianity. If people want to do it like this and take this twist, there is darkness and there is light. Light is good, darkness is bad. So where am I at on that scale? Okay?
It's unreal, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, if people just want to put it simply, I'm telling you what's going on. And then from there, we try to fix this confusion because you put this out as a scale across the board, but then the scale changes according to whatever you want to change it to, but it has the same meaning. It's still a black and white situation. But if you're white and you happen to live, and I ain't talking about color, you happen to live black.
Mm-hmm.
Black is a living. It's not a color. It's a position you're in. Darkness is not a color. It's a position you're in. Period. We narrowed it down to racial because this is what it came down to in the end. And it did start off something racial because it was light against dark. But it became who's going to believe in us and what we're saying. And if you want to fight for the dark people and they have purpose in your life, then we'll kill you too.
Yep.
Some people don't want to hear that I'm your friend. They just don't want to hear it. On both of you.
Like, there's so many articles coming out now that, to me, are absolutely hilarious about Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here looking through this article that come out that is talking about 90% of people who die from COVID have these things in common. And And I'm going through this little slideshow that they put together. And it's hilarious when you start looking at it because they're sitting there. It says, they sound, most of the people who die, 63% of the people who die from COVID are over 65.
Okay.
Well, duh. That's when you're in the end of your life and frail. That's when you're not healthy.
Yeah, and then when you put my life in jeopardy with a test, right?
Yeah. So you give me an experimental vaccine, and it doesn't stop it, and it doesn't protect you, and it doesn't prevent it. And as a matter of fact, I saw a Swedish official now coming out, and she goes, the truth has to be shown. She goes, if you look at the databases, there are over 10,000 deaths as a result of the vaccine. They are so actively suppressing every piece of negative information to hide the fact that what they have in fact done is ruin people. Because if the real data bubbled to the top, there would be hell to pay. There would be trials. There would be prosecutions. But see, they have such a grip on everything. They have a grip on the media because the media can only report what the government tells them to report. They have a grip on social media in that if you share something that they think isn't the truth, they will take it down. They have effectively crushed free speech.
Yes. Yes.
And we just accept that. That was the First Amendment for a reason. It wasn't because it was the least important thing. It's because it was the most important thing. Yet we don't care that not only did they actively crush free speech, they actively suppress suppressed information,
taking people back. This is nothing surprising. If you can crush a group of people and take away their reason, they can't even read and write. There's upright, walking humans who speak, and you convince people that they're one-fourth of a human being. They don't receive pain, no emotions or feelings. They're just things.
Yes.
But they're humans. So to take away our rights now, what they're doing is nothing. They took away our entire, they want to put us back to where we were.
Yeah, they did.
To where you have no choice.
It's funny. We fought a war to be free from Britain. Here we are now in the exact same place with our government and worse.
Well, if Britain and London are a part of America, then we're not fighting for, we're fighting, look, man, they're tricking us to believe we're fighting against something that we're fighting for that's actually against us.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're doing.
The smartest thing in the world is for your enemy to get you to fight for their purpose.
Yep.
And you vote to say it's okay.
Yeah.
You got to get Democratic leaders to make decisions to make us be more enslaved and Republican leaders to lie to us more so that we cannot be economically sound.
Unreal, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Until Donald Trump came into effect, the Democrat and Republican Party are one group. Until you get someone to show you that there's somebody holding you, enslaving you from a good end and a bad end, until you get someone else to point it out, Donald Trump is not a part of the Democrat or Republican Party. He's a part of the free party. I'm free enough to tell the Democrats and the Republicans to kiss my ass. And I could have ran for Democrat or Republican. I just decided to see which one was easier to persuade from my perspective of living. If I was a poor man, I would have been a Democrat. If I'm a rich man, I have to be a Republican. It depends on what people you're trying to sway.
And on top of that, they are definitely – I was just talking about this at the opening of the show. Everybody's making a big deal. Oh, he inflated the value of his assets. He inflated the value of his – who doesn't do that? If you're selling your house, you go get two or three appraisals. You pick the most expensive appraisal. Inflate the value.
But
if you're going to get a loan.
That conversation are renters.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you do, though. This is – they're acting like he's some kind of pariah and that no – everybody does what he's doing.
They're
everybody
exactly what they have. They've never had their poor people talking, so they don't have the experience to have to actually be in the conversation.
The truth. That's the truth. But like when I went to sell my house, I got three appraisals. We picked the one that was the highest.
But you have to ask a person who's having the conversation, have you ever had a house? Have you ever had assets? Can you have this conversation?
Yep.
You got to, before you have a conversation with people, you got to check their qualifications of having the conversation.
Yeah.
If you have no experience, you're talking to hear yourself talk.
Absolutely.
And then you have to realize that you're arguing with a fool, and you and a fool in a room talking and arguing, who knows the difference between you and a fool if you're still talking?
Well, I'll tell you, the only real positive I've seen lately is the number of people who've got the updated booster is only 3% of America.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, if you look at a bell curve of intelligence, that is the bottom end. So your dumbest people are still buying the story.
Oh, yeah. And selling.
Oh, yeah. Telling you how they're boosted. And see, that's the other thing. Matthew Perry who died? What was that? That's his name, I think. The Friends star who drowned in his hot tub.
Yeah.
He was proudly vaccinated, double vaccinated, had all of his boosters. So nobody wants to say it. Now, well, he had drug problems. He had drug problems. That's what real. No, look. You have perfectly healthy people dropping dead. So why not somebody who's had a past history that already damaged their heart, adding on top of it this gelatinous shit in his veins, making it even harder for his heart to pump, getting harder and harder and harder to hide it. And I call it, see, a lot of people want to criticize things, but they just want to look at the negative. Like we're told, social media is negative because of this, 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 and this. I see a lot of positives in social media. First of all, social media is an unfiltered connection to your man, your fellow man. Because if Herman goes on there and makes post, then I see it. I see it directly from Herman. I see directly what Herman said. I see directly what Herman experienced. And during the whole Rona thing, when we were supposed to be in the throes of a pandemic that was dangerous to society, so dangerous we had to shut it down, I didn't see a single post on my feed from anybody that knew somebody who died from the Rona.
Nope.
There wasn't a bunch of posts like, oh, my such and such died from the Rona. Oh, my such and such died from the Rona. There wasn't those posts. I knew somebody who got the Rona or I was sick or whatever. Then when the vaccine came out, I saw a lot of posts from people like, man, I'm sick as a dog. I took the vaccine. I'm sick. That means it's working. What? Let me ask you something. If you're perfectly healthy and you take something and then you become very unhealthy, that means it's working?
Yeah.
That's a delusion. That's a delusion.
It means it's working. They've made you retarded.
Yes. I've taken something that's going to make me sick and miss work for 3 days to not get something that's going to make me sick and miss work for 3 days. And then now I'm a genetically modified organism and I can't go back. And now, though, on my news feed, day after day after day, my friend just suddenly died. He was in his 40s. My friend just suddenly died. He was in his 50s. My friend just suddenly died. He was perfectly healthy. I just saw him Friday. This football player just died. This kid just died. There's turbo cancers everywhere. There's an explosion. Diagnosed stage 4. Diagnosed stage 4. Diagnosed stage 4. And nobody wants to say, well, maybe it's the vaccine. Because that's the only major change that's happened in the past 2 years.
How dare you say that, Dan? How dare you say that?
I know, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
You're coming up with all this baloney, this jargon. How can you prove any jargon you're chattering off with?
Well, also you have to ask yourself, why did they take VAERS down? Why is nobody paying attention to VAERS? VAERS was specifically implemented to help people see trends in vaccines. That's what it was. It was specifically set up for that. And then the first time it starts showing that a vaccine that the government wants out there is deadly, they, oh, that's fake. It's coincidence. It has nothing to do with it. I can't see why people can't see that. VAERS was the gold standard up until it became obvious that it was saying something different than the government, and then it was silenced like all people's social media posts.
Nobody's talking about worldometer.com anymore.
No. They don't want to talk about these things. And when somebody doesn't want to talk about something, it tells me something. It tells me they're hiding something.
Yeah.
Because the truth doesn't mind the light.
Not at all. The truth pushes forward the definition and reason of why. Reason.
Yeah. Facts. I have facts in my corner. So if I have facts in my corner, I'm not afraid to debate you in an open atmosphere.
Yes. Okay. Let me give you a simple fact. I can give you an example through comedy. Just recently, I had a guy give me a deposit for a show, right? He canceled the show and where it was located. He calls me and says, is the deposit good if I change the location? I said, okay, I'll let that work. But I remember before he asked me about the change of location, he mentioned, could he get the deposit back? But he got to other locations so fast that it went away. Now he gets upset with me because I told him he doesn't know what to do with his choice and lineup for the comedians. He said, well, you're fired. Send me my deposit. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Number one, you get no deposit. Deposit is for my time that
yes.
you pay for. You pay for my space and time. Then you go and you try to defame my character. You use my name falsely, defamation, all kinds of stuff. I could sue him and put an injunction on anything he does.
Yep.
But people don't realize this. And this is what I'm saying. Because we don't know, this is the moral of this. Because we don't know, we go into things thinking things one way in our own way because we think we can manifest things for the way we want to choose to do them, and things just change as we go. It's not like that.
And yet I can't be a woman?
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
I can't be a woman? Damn it. Damn it. Be a woman.
I don't want to be a woman. And you know what? Next week I want to be a giraffe.
Yeah. And while we're at it, I want to be an orangutan because I just like what orangutan sounds like.
Yeah, and it doesn't like being handsome and orange.
It's funny how we've got to the point where mental disorders have to be treated as somebody's real.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these are, mental disorders.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say that because, oh, you're against LGBT. No. Look, if you want to be a woman and you're a man, you can say it all day long. I don't have to participate in it.
But you can't tell me that you want to get married to a man and you want to be married in holy matrimony because, listen, holy matrimony is meant between two people that can make a baby. To be in love. It has nothing to do. You can be with whoever the hell you want to be with, but you ain't going to be in no holy matrimony. Period. You have no intentions of recreating. The purpose of marriage and all that, it ain't got nothing to do with being in love. That's the message we tried to throw out in the end. No, it's about recreating.
Yeah.
Reproduction.
And a family unit is the strongest unit. And that's why it must be destroyed. And that's why Uncle Sam stepped in and said, if you'll kick that man out of the house, I'll give you money.
And even they say a man raising his children by himself is still compatible to a female and a male together. But the only
right.
thing that is non-successful is a woman raising children alone. It is a disaster.
Oh, the prisons are proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
80% of your prison, 80% of your prison is full of single family parents.
Most boys that try to commit suicide is from single women, single mothers, not single families, single mothers.
Right.
Specifically. Single fathers, if given the opportunity with the court system out of their lives and switching around and giving the lady manipulation of his life through the court system because they make her the bailiff and the prosecutor, they make her that.
Yeah. And if a woman can't pay for her kids, she gets support. And if a man can't pay for his kids, he gets put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's finally, this is becoming more apparent because finally men are speaking up.
Yeah. And see, now women that make babies and they cannot prove, you got to prove first that this child is his before child support is granted.
Oh, yeah, because there's story after story. Like, I've seen multiple stories of guys that were paying for a kid, found out it wasn't theirs, and then the judge says, well, you've been paying for it, so keep paying for it.
No, they say over 33 to 34% of females are falsely accused males of being involved. That's just the ones that's reported. We're talking about 34 to 35%.
Yeah.
That's a too high of a percentage of men losing. Man, when you pay up a child support like that, that's almost like doing a bid in jail because you're just outside of jail not being able to afford life.
Right. I was homeless for 3 years.
Yeah.
And she went back for more money, and that was the only time I won. And it's really funny because I listened to the song Janis Joplin, Freedom's Just Another Word for Nothing Left to Lose.
Yep.
And I was at the moment where I was homeless, had nothing left to lose, and that's when I went into court and stood up to their bullshit. And I said to the judge, honestly, I said, you give her one penny more, and as a man under oath, I swear to you, I will quit paying her everything, so you might as well put me in jail today. I was at the magic moment where I had nothing left to lose. And that's when I finally won.
They put me in jail so I can finally eat and have somebody sleep.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, if, you know, child support's supposed to be half of what the child's getting. And if you added, if you took my child support and doubled it, what she was supposed to be spending on them a month was an impossibility. She was supposed to be spending $3,000 a month on her kids. That's, in her position, that was an impossibility. There's no way. But at the same time, they say, you're paying half. No, you're paying way more than half.
Oh, my goodness.
Or everybody was like, there's rent and this. And look, I knew what her bills were.
You're not paying half. You're paying what you have.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Spelled a little differently.
Yeah.
But it's just unreal, man, that we're sitting here. We are, men are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we are under attack in every corner of what's going on. We're in attack over our jobs. We're in attack over our family. We're in attack over our toxic masculinity. Everything about a man is being demonized. If women were demonized to the level men are right now, they would absolutely be crushed.
Women can't take the way you talk to them, let alone handle situations.
Yes.
You know, don't talk to me that way. Have you heard how you've been talking to me the whole time? Listen.
So we've upset the apple cart, and we're surprised that the apples are on the ground.
Yes.
Ain't that funny how that happens?
It's amazing.
Yeah. We have taken the apple cart. We have loosened the wheels. They have fallen off. All the apples are on the ground, and everybody's going, it's the guy who was pushing the apple cart's fault.
It's not the girl who let the pin loose on the gate.
Right.
She did nothing. Look, she was just standing there. I'm like, I know, but you didn't see when she moved her hand. Man, you didn't see her move her hand? Okay, man, all right.
Yeah.
You went over a bump.
And still didn't unlock the gate.
Well, we just have to admit that women build America, right? We have tons of pictures of all the skyscrapers with women up there eating their lunch, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got all these pictures of women miners, right?
Yeah, coming out with coal all over them and sick. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I mean, so it's obvious that women build America.
it's obvious that women did it all by themselves. I don't know why we question it.
I know. You're crazy conspiracy theorists that men build America.
Dan, first of all, we're doing a show. I don't want us to sound stupid, so stop saying those things.
Remember Annie Oakley? She was doing it. They'll name one woman out of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of men, and because there's one woman, the exception, it becomes the rule.
Well, see, Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies really kept things together, okay? Zsa Zsa Gabor kept things together on Green Acres, you know? Hey,
yeah.
The Partridge Family didn't need a dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because men are stupid. Men are ignorant.
Even with the courtship of Eddie Fathers, he still needed Miss Leviston. Even though he was an executive, it took a housekeeper to keep his life together.
Right.
Yes. This is the world we live in, my brother.
It's the narrative that has been set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a false narrative.
All day long.
But keep repeating a lie until it becomes the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny. People don't like to know where that phrase came from, but that came from Goering, a well-known Nazi who was in charge of the Ministry of Information. See, this is what happens when you let the government decide what true is. And this is the reason for the First Amendment, was to challenge the government. And I say this every time I bring this up because I mean it, and it makes a lot of sense to people. Always remember that in the past, it was once very unpopular and considered misinformation to claim that black people were equal to white people and shouldn't be slaves.
Yes. Yes.
So too. And so the only way you change a lie is allow the token and not allow somebody to say that's misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. It's not misinformation. It's missed
information. And that's why I try to tell people, look, let's just say somebody's spreading misinformation. Let's just say that. If you are allowed to freely speak across all platforms, when you confront it with facts, the misinformation goes away on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happened with slavery. That's what happened with it. When the real truth surfaced, when enough people got to see the real truth because they could speak the real truth became evident.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had had a government that could suppress the speech against slavery, slavery would have never gone away.
And what is the saying? The truth shall literally set you free.
Exactly. And you can't allow any one person to be the arbiter of truth.
And after the truth setting you free, what happens? Free your mind and the rest will follow. Be colorblind and don't be shallow.
Right. Exactly. And that's where you and I have sat down and had many great conversations. Because of the differences of our background, when we sit and talk, we realize that our backgrounds really aren't that different.
No, because our backgrounds are just comparing the things that are behind you. They're the background, which is just the things that have happened in your life. So how do you understand a perfect picture? You look at the picture and break it down. First, how do you draw a picture? By starting with the background.
Exactly.
Because that's the only way you can see things clearly up front.
And the school systems have so broken down trying to just teach gender ideology, they've got so far away from the basics, which, again, is your background.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have the basic ability to solve a problem. They don't have the basic ability to analyze what they're seeing.
because they're just taught to be robots and memorize and agree in school. That's all you're taught, because the government wants good little people who have just enough intelligence to do something, but not enough to question something. And that's why we don't teach history anymore, really.
They say, you don't teach history anymore?
No, we don't.
No.
No.
Because if you're history, okay, why teach history in your life? You're not teaching all of history. If we're in America called the American melting pot, you can't have only European history as the history learned.
Exactly.
It's impossible. How in the world can I live in a place where I have no cultural acceptance, but I've been here for over 300-400 years, but I don't have any cultural acceptance?
It's like I said, there's so many things. They're trying to teach us a revised history by teaching us only certain little pieces of it. Because the pieces that actually make you think and let you realize you are free are suppressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you I was looking through a slideshow about Rona?
Yeah.
Another one. Yes, what? It says 90% of COVID-related deaths, and 90%. That's a big number, right?
Yeah.
That's like everybody. 65 and up accounted for 90% of the COVID deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So why in the hell spending billions on a vaccine when most 90% 65 and up?
Because we want to cause a panic off of something that makes no sense.
Right.
And then we'll find no rationale in what we're doing, and we're running around like cats with our tails cut, you know, and we're just looking stupid. That's what they want us to do.
Well, see, also, if you really want to get down to it, why is 95% of people dying from a disease that was engineered in a lab? Why did they design it to affect the old people?
How did Wu-Tang Clan say it? Okay, you have Wuhan, China, right?
Yep.
And you have the Wu-Tang Clan, right?
Yes.
And the Wu-Tang Clan said, got you all a check. That's the main thing they said. So Wuhan and vaccine, now have you all the check. Anybody that's taking that vaccine, they have you all in check. They know which vaccine caused corona. They know which vaccines are listed that causes the cancers. They know which vaccine causes any other damn disease they put in that vaccine, including AIDS. And they know which areas are affected the most because they've kept track of all of these units. So they know for what region will be affected by AIDS coming up soon, what region will be affected by specific cancers, specific respiratory viruses and illnesses. Now they have an account towards the regions and the areas to which they have concentrated on. And they know once it's concentrated, according to the time periods they've placed in the release of these vaccines that carry these viruses, what period of time they'll have to do certain things, period, according to the numbers.
Convenient that you start killing off old people right when they get the money that they put in the system.
What's more important is you kill these and the people. The money is important. We know that from Germany. But the information that they can give you on surviving, they've been through Holocaust and things before. They've been through chemical attacks before. They know about the bombings. They know how to survive. Get rid of the people that can teach you how to fucking survive.
Exactly. And see, and it's really funny because I saw two stories there. I'm trying to find this one, but of course, you know, you'll see it and then you can never find it again. There was a story. See, this is what I'm talking about, this slow swing of the pendulum. I mean, they've got the vast majority of people under their thumb.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be a news reporter, you have to go along with the news narrative. You can't question it. You can't look into it. You must just parrot it like a mockingbird. That's why it's called Operation Mockingbird. But I saw a study today that said that there is definitive proof that the lockdowns did nothing. Did nothing to change the arc of the coronavirus. That's number one. Now, here, this again is how the misinformation that's put out as news. As new COVID shot rollout, pitiful vaccination rates show what happens when it isn't forced on people. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the only way to handle this is to force it on people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all he went.
Yeah. So we have
to. They sell us this concept.
Yeah, they do. They're selling it.
They're selling it. And we are giving up on biting on a lot of these things now because we've been lied to so many times before.
Right. This is why they're not teaching real history, because in the arc of history, governments always become evil. In the arc of history, they all start out with good intentions, and they all end up evil. Ours is evil right now.
Yeah, and it happens each time, and ours is very evil and very corrupt. And they know they're being evil, so what is the best thing to do? Invite enemies into our area, just like they put in, okay, if you go to an area, and I ain't got nothing against Africans, but if you're just dropping off Africans, and they're usually somebody from prison from overseas, in neighborhoods, and, you know, and then Africans are homeless on your street, and they're used to robbing people over in Africa, what the frick do you think they're going to do in America?
Yes.
Okay? If you go get people from Ireland, when they came from jail, and you start putting people from Ireland in the white neighborhoods, and they just happen to be from Ireland, and you don't know where they came from, and then the homeless people on your streets, what do you think they're going to do at night? Hmm? I'm just telling people this is what's happening, and I'm not being racist. I'm telling you we're not in a goddamn race, and they're killing us. And when you're not in a race, you have to be subject to whatever happens in the race.
Yeah.
And the races are not colored. It's what the colors of people on top are doing. That is the race is winning right now. Who's in charge is the race is winning. So are they doing what's best for everyone? No, they're doing what's best for their race. But they're also sacrificing people within their race for their cause.
Oh, yeah, without hesitation. Hey, man, look, the people that's sending our kids to war, do they go to war? No, they don't.
Thank you.
They sit on their fat asses with their suits in their offices, and they send you and me out to die for them.
While they're just pointing and directing.
Yes.
And their children.
Go kill that man over there.
Yeah.
Go kill that man over there. Why? Because he disagrees with me. Well, we're not allowed to disagree anymore?
Yeah,
I said this before. You take the number of people over the history killed by individuals and compare that to the number of people killed by governments.
There's no comparison.
No. It's not even in the same area in any way, shape, or form.
No.
People trust governments.
You look at the amount of drugs in neighborhoods before the government started doing things before the war on drugs. You have to create a war on the – you have to create the problem to create a war against it. You created the problem.
And then the solution is always taking your rights away.
Yeah. They say, we're having problems with drugs in the black neighborhood. No, you have problems with white individuals up top putting drugs in the black neighborhood. We don't have a problem with black drugs in the black neighborhood. We have a problem with CIA and FBI operatives
coming to black neighborhoods and offering these kids something that's a lifetime dream to be able to sell their kids, their friend's soul down the river.
Yeah.
You know, blacks don't like whites. No, that's not true. We don't like the white people who decide to try to destroy our land and our communities and our areas and then start riots in my neighborhood and say black people are fighting. It's not. The first person you saw throw a rock through a window was a white guy that just happened to be wandering through. Then the next thing you know, somebody had set some bricks in the area earlier. So once the first brick went through the window, everybody just started monkey see, monkey do, and everybody started throwing bricks.
Yep.
You know what you're doing.
Here's another one for you. Ready for this? This is in the news today. Dancing with Stars winner, 42, found dead in hotel room. Every single day there is, okay, and always remember this, people, when they report the famous people's deaths, for every famous person's death, there's how many unknown people's deaths.
Yes.
The stars, the big stars are what? 1% of the population?
Yeah.
So when 1% of the population is dying every day, then that means that extrapolates into the other 99%, into a huge number. And it's showing up, if you go look at the insurance, life insurance payouts. In the past years, life insurance payouts have been $500 million a year, under $500 million a year. Now they're into the billions every year.
Yeah. Because you have a few people benefiting on many.
This is one of them things where nobody wants to talk about these things. They really don't. Because if we talk about it, they will be held responsible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as it sets right now, nobody's being held responsible.
Not a soul. Not a soul right now. Nobody's responsible. There's no accountability, period.
None.
So responsibility is around out the window if there's no accountability.
It's unreal. Stunned that we are sitting by and doing nothing. If Taco Bell had 10,000 people die after eating their food, Taco Bell would be removed from the United States.
Yeah.
Yet this vaccine is obvious to anybody with a brain has killed more than 10,000, has got the government protecting it.
Oh, yeah.
And denying the truth behind what's going on.
Without a doubt, that's what they do. That's what they do. And then look at the people and say, what do you expect?
Oh, yeah. See, this kind of stuff right here, again, nobody wants to talk about what's going on right now. And the reason being is because they don't want these people who believed in them to have a reason to turn on them. And this is a reason. So much of America bought this bullshit. And now the car is breaking down. The car you bought from them that was supposed to be perfect is breaking down. And you're sitting there in your life going, what have I done to myself? And they're trying to keep that story from coming to the surface because so many people, I know people personally who took that shot are having all kinds of problems with circulation, all kinds of problems with heart palpitation, all kinds of problems with neurological disorders.
Blood clots.
But see, those are all coincidental. That's just coincidence.
You're darn right. You got to be kidding me, Dan. It could not have anything to do with coronavirus, the virus shots, the boosters. Dan, you're a conspiracist. And the thing is, you really need to get yourself together.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit trying to blame the world. Quit trying to blame the world.
Yeah, for your issues, man. What could you have done differently, Dan?
Have you led life the right way in every aspect of your life, Mr. Dan?
It's so obvious, and that's why they're having such a hard time. They're trying to say it's, you know, you've got to force people to. No. That's the other end of this. The government is not your ruler. We have turned it into our rulers, but it was originally written to be your representative. There's a big difference between that.
Yeah, you've got to be the people in order to form a more perfect union to establish the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our prosperity. So who are you talking about? The whole
right.
Thing, all group of people.
Right. And in the arc of protecting, in the arc of safety, every government turns into a terrible entity.
Yeah.
Ideas not based on the idea of being good, they try to sell on a perception of making things safer. But they don't talk about that making things safer always gives somebody else more control.
Yes. Making up a sense of urgency for safety. I can protect you from something that I call. How about that?
It's unreal.
Yes, let me help you from a problem I call. I have a solution, but I'm going to let you guess. Because I'm telling you I'm your hero.
Yes. I'm your hero. I'm here to save you from the disease I created. I took your tax money. I paid a lab in Wuhan, and then it got loose and it's created havoc across the world, but I have the solution. Don't mind that I probably created it.
And what was the doctor's name, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Where the hell is he at?
Yeah. Yeah. He's retired on his billions made for Pfizer.
Yes.
He'll never be prosecuted.
Yeah, living on some remote island, enjoying yourself, and the elite are still clapping for him. Great job, Fauci. Great fucking job. God, fuck
yeah. Yep. I got to tell you, this is something that, like I said, they're suppressing it because they know if all the truth came out, they would be hung.
Oh, yeah.
Because they openly lied to you. That's the funny thing. They said that one female, I can't remember her name, she was part of the NIH, I think it was, said, of course we knew before we told you, but if we told you, you wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that they were selling you a lie, but that didn't prevent them from selling you that lie. Because in their minds, their intention was superior. And because their intention was superior, the method to do it meant anything possible.
Well, see, they did it for their greater good.
Right.
And their greater cause. So their greater good and their greater cause, the effect does not matter from an extent because we are a part of the fallout. You know, we are collateral damage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it comes to a war, because if we're at war, when they put COVID out on us, that was a war.
Oh, yeah.
We were at war. It was an intra-sanctuary war.
But they also understand that since they control the money and they control the power, you need to lessen your opponent. And the way you lessen your opponent is you eliminate your opponent. We are sub-government right now.
Yes.
And so what they're doing is they're sending our money over to other countries while we need it here. We have an infrastructure that's crumbling. We have a water system that's crumbling. We have a bridge system that's crumbling. We have a highway system that's crumbling. But let's send $110 billion to another country.
Well, of course it's going to crumble because if you free everybody that gave you free labor, you're not going to be able to keep up with the construction of the country. I mean, country. This country was built on free labor. So you can build a whole lot of free labor. But now when you got people you have to ask them to do things, it's totally different. Of course it's hard to achieve like you used to. Now you got to find another method of lying and stealing and being corrupt in order to find a way to trick people to work for free again. That's the only way you can rebuild this country.
Well, we're definitely in a pickle. There's definitely way worse times ahead.
But the thing is, it's worse times ahead for someone, but not for all. People less prepared will have much more less fortunate situations.
Oh, yeah, especially the people who have not been taught anything about self, how to do things for yourself.
Self-preservation is everything, and number one is knowing how to communicate with others that can help you.
Yeah.
Number one, if you can't communicate with friends, how will you survive? You know, you say, hey, Herm, what's going on? Hey, man, I need something fixed on my car. Oh, well, hey, Herm, I can come on by, but I need some vegetables and some meat. And I was like, well, hey, I got some fish and some grain, and I got a half a turkey.
Yep.
You're like, well, come on, let's get that started, isn't it?
Well, see, that's why they want everybody in a city. Because once you're in the city, your ability to take care of yourself diminishes greatly.
Yeah.
Because people living in the woods have space to grow stuff. People living in the woods already know how to go get their food without going to a store.
Yeah.
But if you're forced to go to a store and then they shut the food down in that store or it can't be delivered to that store, and then you can't grow it because you're in an apartment building and you don't even have a yard, now what do you do?
And see, you get your purge pump and have you some well water and put a filter on it, you're good to go as far as water.
Right.
You don't need the government to filter water through pipes. They might kill you anyway.
It's pretty hard to look at what the government's done and blame it on stupidity.
Yes. Yeah.
It has been laid out, planned out, and in action for many years.
Yeah. Many, many years.
This would have to be such a series of coincidences as to be ridiculous.
See, you learn that A, B, C, D, E, S, G is what you start off with. But when you get into the project, you may be working A, D, V, F, X, then also O. And see, they're not looking at you to look at it like that because those are combinations of things that happen because of things that are necessary, not the things you think and have set up to be A, B, C, D, F, G. Sometimes there are complications that don't fit those orders.
Exactly.
Because if you already have the basis of A, B, C, D, F, G, it ain't going to be A, B, C, D, F, G to fix it.
It's so sadly true.
Yeah, if something's broken with A, B, C, D, and E, then we must find another way in order to fix it, to patch it, but we know that's the base formula of how to make it. It's the base formula.
It's
that's the thing you need to tell people so they need to know. Actively.
The truth.
It ain't nothing but the truth. And it will set us free in understanding.
And that's the truth. That's what they're afraid of. Getting out from under their thumb and their control.
Yes.
And see, we let it go in steps. And they don't ever take control instantly. Because to take control instantly, they would have to actually go into the streets and fight. But you do it little by little by getting people to accept certain things in the name of safety, like them having the ability to force you to wear a safety belt. Is it safer? I'm not going to argue that point. It is safer. What I'm going to argue is they don't have the right to tell you to do it.
They have to kill off people because united we have enough guns to fight against the government right now. We just don't know.
Right. You eliminate your opposition, and then you don't have to worry about your opposition. And there's way too many of us that if we all stood up, the game would be over.
Yeah.
But people won't stand up. That's why they're trying to keep everybody in just enough of a good position in life so that you're working real hard and you don't have time for anything but working real hard.
That's it. Your whole life is struggling and working. And if you ever got on the struggle and working, you'd be able to think. But
yeah.
Time,
you'd have time to see.
Followed by another problem.
Yes.
Because your life could be based on problem solving.
We may be faced with a lot of problem solving before much longer because the Middle East is boiling over. And an area that's had conflict since the beginning of time looks like it's going to be the next conflict that will be the end of time.
But the thing I'm most thankful for is there is some type of higher power that created all this to change whatever we're doing, but what we think we have is what we call attack.
True.
You know.
See, I don't. I'm with you. I'm not sold on any religion, but I do believe there is a higher power.
Yeah.
Because to say this all came about by just pure happenstance makes no sense.
None whatsoever.
That'd be the same as taking all the parts for a 747, throw them in a blender, and then you pour it out, and there's the 747.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And when you look around you, you see the design. You see it in repetitive numbers. You see it in structures. You see it in so many different things. But there has to be something more than this. Point is, if there's nothing more than this, guess what? When you die, it won't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It won't matter whatsoever.
Because it'll be the same space as you understand when you sleep. Nothing.
Right. Nothing. You'll just go to nothing. And then you can't regret when there's nothing. You can't feel remorse when there's nothing. It's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if at the end it's all nothing, fearing the end now won't change anything because it's still going to be nothing.
Yeah. And see, I can't fear inevitability. Fear was inevitable. It's inevitable.
Right.
You know this will happen. It will come to this day. You're fighting against something that's going to never, it's just in your way to fight it. It's not, you can't fight something that you can't fight.
Right.
So.
And see, that's when you try to explain that to people. They're like, well, you're just giving up. No, I'm not giving up. I just understand it's beyond my control.
Yeah, I'm giving up. Yeah, you're right. I'm giving up. Up and up conversation. That's what I'm giving up. Up and up conversation. You understand that?
Ah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I am so frustrated with it at times, though, because, you know, the time clock is ticking on me. The time clock is ticking on you. But at the end, the one thing we do get is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes or the answer is no. There's no in between.
Yeah.
There's either going to be something else or there's not going to be something else. That's it. Now, what the something else is, we can debate that all day. But the fact is, there's only two answers at the end, yes or no.
And I always ask questions like this, like when my mother, before my mother passed, right? My mother had a whole conversation with somebody before she passed, who was she talking to? She wasn't talking to us in the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a full conversation with someone. Something. Full conversation, huh? And we couldn't hear it. And my father said, "What are you saying, baby?" And she just kept on in her trance or whatever she's saying. And she passed away not that long after that. She went on away from here right after she talked to whoever she was talking to.
See, the reason I relate to that is the night my mom fell ill and she died. She died like 12 hours after this.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting there in the chair and the fucking paramedic was trying to get her to, you know, respond to her. She yelled her name and my mom opened her eyes. And, you know, in her eyes was this look of amazement. Like she was seeing something totally just unbelievably fantastic.
Something was awesome.
And then she closed her eyes and then basically never spoke or did anything again until she died 10 hours later. And that look in her eyes, she was looking at me, but she was not seeing me. I can guarantee you that. Now, what she was seeing, I can't tell you. But that look sticks with me to this day.
And she could have seen something that let her know you'd be okay.
Right.
You could have seen the answers to everybody's life in that room.
True.
But when she looked at you, she understood something that you didn't understand, and she understood something that made her comfortable when she looked at you.
And then, after she died, a week later, I had that little incident inside the Walmart that we always went to, where I swear she paid me a visit.
Okay. But she paid you a visit.
And so when you think about that kind of stuff, it makes you understand that there probably is something beyond this.
Yeah.
The question is, what? And it's also something that is one of the true things in life that is 100% belief, because there's 100% no proof. Nobody who's went to the other side and been there's been there for minutes. There's people who've been dead for hours and things like that, but again, that all runs down to everybody goes, well, it's your brain emptying. It's still you. You haven't gone anywhere. It's just your brain having some kind of, like a dream almost.
Yeah.
But why do they all come back with similar stories?
Yeah.
That's the real question. Why do people who are totally unrelated, haven't known each other, never spoken to each other, come back with such similar stories? And one of the most common threads for all of it is, I felt a sense of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Not terror. I felt a sense of peace.
And that has to be a calming feeling, a feeling of reassurance.
And we use a lot of death to control people by making them fear.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody who go, most people who go there come back with the same calmness. But we always use the story of fear and all these other things.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the great unknown. It is truly the great unknown. It is truly the next adventure, as much as anything can be the next adventure.
The great unknown. The great unknown. The best. The next great adventure. The next best great adventure.
Yeah. Because it is going to be the adventure where you get an answer to the question that everybody in their life is looking for. Because we as we as humans are always looking for this thing called purpose. What is my purpose? It's a hell of a thought.
What is my purpose? Come to a conclusion to find that purpose in the ink.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just see it be possible. And for some reason you know it and you don't know how you know.
Yeah. Because when you really get down to everything we do, what is the meaning of any of it?
Yeah. What purpose has it served? What does it mean?
Because through different parts of your life, you have different purposes. And in different ages of your life, you have different views of that purpose. And pair the 20-year-old Dan to the 61-year-old Dan is the same as comparing night to day. And as a youth, you look at the older people in confusion. You're like, why are they saying that? That seems so ridiculous. But then you get to that age and you're like, oh, I see why they said that.
Yeah.
But it has to be the knowledge of life that you've been through that brings you to the point you realize something that in your youth you just didn't have the knowledge to understand. You didn't want to be told that you didn't understand either at that age.
And I think when we leave here, it's going to be a moment.
I totally think so. Totally think so. It's going to be one of those moments where all the answers come to you and you go, oh, that's what that's all about.
Not bad. It was worth the trip.
Yeah. And I understand why I had to go through everything I had to go through to get to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other end of it, there's nothing. The stage goes, the lights go off, the curtain goes down, and you have not another thought. You have not another feeling. You have not another emotion.
I can feel it coming in the air at night.
Yeah.
Hold on. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Well, you know what we've done? We've blown through the entire show, and I forgot to put a commercial in. I love our conversations, man.
I do, too. You know, maybe we have to end this today with some commercials. Then the closing, and the commercial will be the closing of the show.
Yeah, I think that's probably what I'm going to have to do to get the commercials in. That's the only way is I'll run some commercials, and then I'll finish up with my favorite one, the Stand Your Ground. That is such a great inspirational thing.
Stand Your Own Ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the enemy, when you're facing the enemy stands before you, stand your ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I would rather die standing than live on my knees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said, live on my knees. You got that right.
Yeah, I ain't going to go out quitting.
Mm-mm. I ain't going out quitting.
If my family was in danger, I'd throw my life in front of whatever was there to save them.
Yeah.
And it's the same. It's the same reason I let my previous Doberman go, because my previous Doberman had a cervical instability. He ended up paralyzed from the neck down. Now I believe that there's something after, even for animals. I believe that everything has something after. I believe that. So in my mind, to put him through a surgery and a rehab when he was already lived a very good life. He had no diseases. He had no sickness. He was always healthy. And then to put him through possibly a year of hardness to then go ahead and die anyhow because he was already almost 11 years old, which is very old for a Doberman. My choice was very simple for me. It was to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Did I let him go into nothingness? Who knows? But I know this much. He didn't suffer in this world.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand. It's like when the same thing happened with my mom. They called me and said, she's got swelling in the brain. We can drill a hole and release the pressure and probably maybe make it better. And I just said, no, make her comfortable and let her go. And that was for her. That wasn't for me.
No, it would have been for you. Just hold on and let her struggle and gurgle and choke and shit.
Yeah, I could go into a body and talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I did the right thing by setting her free.
Yeah, you did do the right thing. It's your mom. You didn't want her being experimented on anymore.
Yes, it was time to let her go free.
You seen the joy in her face. You saw she was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you came up with your answer.
And you know what? I think about today, and I don't regret it. I made the right choice.
You sure did.
I made the right choice for her and not me. Because I miss her. And I miss her every day. But she got to go to wherever that is.
Yeah.
And someday I may see her again. I may not see her again. You may go into the next world and it's nothing where the people are not there. But you hear story after story of people saying, I saw my grandma, I saw this, I saw that, I saw all these other people. So if there's another world they go to, then, yeah, you may get to see them. But that's all the unknowns of what's on the other side. But I can't help believe that there's something more. Because if there's not, what is the purpose of all of this? What is the purpose to learn, to grow, to build, to join and make bonds with people like you and me have a bond? What is the purpose of creating all those bonds for there just to be nothing?
Exactly. That's why I know it's not a nothing, because that's not the cycle of the something that we're in.
Right.
So it won't be a nothing.
And we are the spark. We are the, see, that's what's funny. I've mentioned this before. Go find that video of when a sperm gets into the egg and there's a flash of light emitted.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's the all spark.
Right. And we are a spark of energy that lives inside this body that is monitored as brain waves. And when they declare somebody brain dead, there's no brain waves. If there's no brain waves, there's no all spark. So the spark
is the activity.
Right, has gone somewhere. This body is not capable of holding it here anymore.
Mm-mm.
So the it body is released to wherever it
is. Because we're bigger than this body.
Yes.
So what we're doing is, just like a worm or a caterpillar to a cocoon to become a butterfly, we're in a cocooning state.
Yes.
And when we leave this cocooning state, we rise above this and become something much more great and much more magnificent.
And we are here to learn lessons.
Yes.
So how the school of life.
Yeah, and how to better ourselves once we transform.
Right, how to become a better person every day. That should be your goal.
And
that's been my goal.
We are transformers, and we're going to become more than meets eye. Okay?
Very true.
Transformers, spirits in disguise.
That's right. We are going to go someplace much better. I believe that.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we all get that answer, and unfortunately, we can't tell anybody the answer.
No, because once you put on the glasses, you can't take them off. But nobody can see what you see through the glasses but you. And right now, we're wearing glasses right now. And the problem
yes.
is we see things that people can't see. And really, we try to tell people what we're seeing, but we cannot tell them.
And you sit there sometimes wondering how some people can't see something that's so clear.
It's obvious.
Yeah, that's like right there in your face. And you and I see it, and we both see it the same, because I'll say to you, do you see it? And you go, yeah, I see it. Do you see it? Yeah, I see it.
And then somebody said, man, I don't see what you guys are talking about. I'd be like, whoa, he's different than us. He's different than us.
And
mean,
our
man?
Parents saw things that we didn't see.
And it was apparent to them. See, the word apparency is the awareness of. That's what apparency is. And when you become a parent, you are the carrier of the apparency. You know something that the others don't know. You're a deliverer. You're a parent. You have knowledge that others don't have that they need before. You're a parent. You're a carrier of knowledge. You're the apparent one. Apparent one.
Well, Herman.
Here we go again.
Yeah, we got to end this, unfortunately. I want to tell you, as always, we truly have a connection.
Yeah,
we do. We have a connection as much as if
it's just,
and it'll always be there.
Yeah.
We've known that throughout all the years. It's not something we have to work on. It's something that's natural. It flows.
It just is.
It is. It's just, you know, I can sit down and talk to you any single day for hours and not sit there and go, when is this conversation going to end?
Oh, my goodness, how boring this is. No, it'd be like, oh, my goodness, we got to go, man. I got to get something done in the day.
Yeah. Or I would sit here, we would run this show clear into the afternoon.
Yeah,
that's what we would do. But it's always a pleasure. I'm going to – you can go ahead when I say goodbye and bounce off, because I'm going to run the commercials. I'm going to end with my favorite, Stand Your Ground. But we're going to get the commercials in even though it's late in the show.
All right, man. Let's do it. Get ready for next week. Until next Monday, man, I'll talk to you.
All right, brother. You have a good week and enjoy life. I'm not going to say be safe, because safety is such a vacant place.
Yeah,
I'm going to say enjoy your life and love those around you and be at peace.
Peace with you, brother, also.
Commercials. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation. Virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over.
You're paying more for everything.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. GroundWithAGarden.com.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.